I love events like this concert coming up, and you know, at Celebrating Film Scores, I'm going to throw out an observation to you, and I hope it makes sense. I think that film scores are amongst the most underrated or underappreciated of art forms because, A, if you're doing your job right as a composer, you're going to be part of a big collaborative process that ultimately you don't want it to draw too much attention to itself because it's supposed to be part of, you know, the sum total of a film. Would that be true? I mean, you know, do you think that maybe it's not, the art form isn't appreciated as much because it's part of a bigger collaborative process?
Well, I know, it's hard to say. I think it's always been appreciated by a small group. You know, I was in that small group as a 13, 14, 15-year-old, even maybe 12. I was kind of a film score fan growing up. Thanks to the music of Bernard Herrmann and all the science fiction fantasy films that he did in the era that I was a kid. So I think in any era, you've got this kind of little group of nerdy kids and or adults who kind of, like me, who go, oh, film music, that really is a cool thing, and you notice it. Most people don't, but I think that goes to say for every part of filmmaking, really, except for the actors. I mean, to be honest, most people don't even notice who the director is.
Uh-huh.
Unless the director's really famous. They just know they like the film or they don't.
Uh-huh.
And they certainly notice they like the actors or they don't. The rest of it, most people couldn't say, oh, I didn't think it was well directed. Or I don't think the editing was good, or I don't think the score really did it. You know, it's just not the way we see films, nor should people need to. You know what I mean? The film is there to sit and forget and be taken away, and there's no part of it that says you have to notice anything. And often, if it's done really well, you really don't notice.
Right.
Maybe it becomes a totally immersive experience.
Right.
You know, very often, people's favorite films, everything becomes invisible to them.
Sure.
And they'll just go, well, what do you think about the music? Oh, it was great. What do you think about the editing? Well, I guess it was great. Well, do you think it was directed well? Yeah, it was great, you know, because just the whole experience was great. And there's nothing wrong with that, to me, being part of this kind of, I know it's part of the experience, how it affects them, but even if they're not aware of it, and I think that's fine.
Right. Well, you know, I would think that composing a score for a film, it's got to be amongst the most difficult things for a composer to do, as opposed to, say, somebody, you know, writing a symphony. I mean, because what you're doing is you're taking your vision of what you're seeing of the footage a director has shot, and then you, in a sense, are trying to sync your vision with the vision of a filmmaker like Tim Burton. And to me, that would seem to be an incredibly difficult thing to do, to sync each other's sensibilities in a way that's going to work for both of you.
You're absolutely right. That's a good point, because it is harder to do it well. I am, having done both, you know, I'll be starting my fourth non-film concert piece this year. And because half of the job of being a film composer is to find and merge sensibilities with another sensibility. And sometimes that sensibility is with a complex personality that's not easy to read at all. And sometimes the person you're trying to merge your sensibility with doesn't even know how they feel about their own work yet. So you're dealing with a lot of really complex systems and invariably very complex personalities.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that goes without saying that, you know, many directors are complex personalities would be a big understatement.
Uh-huh.
And in the case of somebody like Tim Burton, it would be a real huge understatement. You know, he's a very complex guy. And so it really is like half being a composer and half being some kind of psychologist or I don't know, somewhere between a psychologist and a witch doctor. It, you know, you really got to get in somebody's head and figure them out.